Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Delire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to episode 76, where I will get into the art of holding heart space. First, it's been a little while since I've done a podcast. I've been creating because in this very bizarre time we are in this age of COVID and unrest in the entire world, I find most peace with myself when I'm creating. And my clients have asked for help around creating this peace. So I've been busy creating. I created a course called Creating Peace Within that cultivates self-love and self-worth by reducing anxiety, stress, and fear. So if you want to check that out, you can go to HeidiDelire.com and go to courses, and you'll be taken right to the course. Let's get back into the art of holding heart space. And I have many fans and followers who over the years have asked me what the tagline, the art of holding heart space, to love wide open actually means. Well, it's a concept and a way of living. It means so many things that I thought I'd finally actually talk about it. We live in a world where the pain and suffering we see around us is almost more than we can bear. Regularly, we witness people hurting each other and themselves. Trusting others can become difficult because we've been betrayed, abused, used, abandoned. We've all been lied to, and we have all been left behind. Every one of us has been, in some way, hurt by someone else, or hurt by ourselves. Some of us have been hurt so deeply that our healing will last forever, because we've been hurt by others and because we have witnessed the pain that some individuals are capable of inflicting on other human beings, the apathy and disregard for life that exists. We often close our hearts. Sometimes quickly, from a tragic event or loss, and sometimes slowly over the years, we close our hearts to those around us and to the world. We do more talking than we do listening, and we intervene more than we witness. We stop witnessing others, we stop witnessing ourselves in the world. We have forgotten the sacred art of holding heart space. And it is heart space that will heal the world. So what is heart space? What is the sacred art that is, by so many, forgotten? In yoga, heart space is a term used to describe the upper part of the chest, where the heart is located. Many people even slouch or round their shoulders, which is one way that we subconsciously protect our hearts. You sit or stand up tall in order to lengthen your spine and open your heart space. Many people have a very difficult time adjusting their posture in this way. In the same way that we guard our hearts physically by slouching, we squelch the healing power of our spiritual hearts by closing them to others. The spiritual heart is considered by many to be the seat of human emotion and psychic energy. We as humans possess the power to heal and the power to destroy. The spiritual heart is the main conduit of this immense power. The invisible frequency that we emit from our hearts can have a direct and indirect effect on the world around us. The space in which this loving frequency can flow is regulated by our ability and willingness to open our hearts completely. When we open our hearts wide and hold that space, we introduce healing to ourselves and to the world. When we close our hearts, barricade that space, and employ the degradation of healing vibrations. Our hearts are powerful beyond measure. Our emotions alter the world around us. When we hold the space in our hearts open for others, life can be beautiful and love bountiful. When we come into this world, our hearts were so open that the world could feel it. All we were was life and love. Our little hearts were wide open. Without words, we healed those around us. This is why babies heal our soul before they can even speak. They unselfishly share the loving space of their hearts with all around them, without ever saying a word. We do not need words to heal. The supernatural language of the heart is all that is required. The art of holding heart space is less about what we do and more about what and who we are. It is about what we allow and are simply willing to witness. It is less about doing and more about being. Heart space is a place inside of you that, when open, is filled with pure love and acceptance. When you open the space to others, they can find healing there, in your heart. We feel the power of holding heart space when we are healed by another person listening, truly listening to our story. Not to give us answers or make us better, but just to witness our pain with us. Most of us have been through great challenges in our lives. And some of us had people who held heart space for us during our most horrible moments. They were the people we felt didn't judge or doubt us. The ones who trusted in the value of our own journey. They let us find our way. We may have been making huge mistakes, but they did not attempt to change our path or abandon us for our imperfections. They stayed, sometimes physically and sometimes from afar. They were just present with our hearts wide open, believing that we would heal and find our way. They were holding heart space. When we hold heart space for others, we facilitate their healing simply by allowing others to tell their story, allowing others to be who they are, and allowing them into the wide open space of our loving hearts. Sometimes all people need is the space to heal, an ear to listen, or another person to stand beside them in their pain. Heart space is so powerful that it could heal the world. Maybe when the time is right, it will. Maybe it already is. But right now, we have the choice of what to do with our hearts. Will you close your heart to the world, or will you hold the space? Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Dallaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDallaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at LoveWideOpen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.